Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg. Pastor Greg.
I was having a conversation with Dr. Alveda King, Dr. King's niece, and she gave me a book, and it's called How Can the Dream Survive If We Murder the Children.
Vernon, thank you. And it's a privilege. You know, I'm getting all those questions too. Is Vernon Jones conservative? Is Vernon Jones pro-life? I said, I know he's pro-life. Vernon and I both used to be pro-choice. I actually even had abortions, you know that, and a miscarriage because of a botched abortion. So once I repented, came before the Lord, I became a voice for life.
When I read this book, I had no idea who Margaret Sanger was. I had no idea about Planned Parenthood. Here I was, a Democrat, carrying the banner for Planned Parenthood. But when I read this book and my eyes were open and the truth prevailed that Margaret Sanger thought that black people were defected from birth, I mean, wait a minute, here's someone that set out to destroy the entire black community.
Sanger also now supported vasectomies for black men, along with the birth control for the black women. Her organization became America's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. So I thank you for the opportunity to have been the one to give you this book. You read it, and it has life, and so do we, and I'm glad.
It was divine intervention. And you know, I want you to know, everywhere I can go, I talk about what Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood has done to the black community and how I want them to become informed. So you've heard it. Yes, I'm pro-life. And you heard from my friend, Dr. Alveda King, with How Can the Dream Survive If We Murder the Children? This is a life-changing life experience, and it changed my life.
All right, that was Vernon Jones and talking with Alveda King. And Vernon Jones is running for governor in the state of Georgia. And you can find that at Jones for Governor. Jones for Governor is the website to locate that. And we are hoping that he's going to get a chance to give us a phone call here momentarily, and waiting on that call. But in the meantime, I will carry on, because that's what you do on live radio. Number of articles that I think are significant. Epoch Times. If you are not familiar with the Epoch Times, I would encourage you to go to the Epoch Times, EPOCH Times.com, theepictimes.com. They're one of the last of the real true investigative reporting truth tellers that are out there, and so I would really, really encourage you to check that out. They have a new article up. Survey of practicing physicians shows support for mass injections far from unanimous, and this is according to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons in Tucson, Arizona. Nearly 60% of over 700 both retired and practicing physicians said they were not fully vaccinated and would decline the shots based on their assessment of the risk. This contrasts with the claim of the American Medical Association that 90% of practicing physicians are fully vaccinated. This was based on 300 respondents. So you got to get an idea. When you do a survey, the larger the number of the sampling, quite honestly, the more accurate your results are going to be. The survey that they took also showed that 58% of the practicing physicians who responded were aware of patients suffering significant adverse reaction after receiving a COVID vaccination. And this, again, is from the physicians that are treating these individuals. And something to note, you know, with regards to this, there was another major story that just broke today on this whole issue. And that particular story leads us to the conclusion, because it says, well, we misrepresented. That's what they've said now. They misrepresented the number. Well, okay. So which number is the right number? Remember that under the original outbreak of this CCP virus, they said to us, these are the numbers. And then they came back and they revised those numbers and they said, well, these are not really the numbers, because in reality, there are some issues with the numbers that we have given you, and we've included numbers that aren't there. My mother-in-law passed away in December, and she was 94 years old. She passed away due to heart failure at 94. Her heart finally stopped. When we got the notification of her death certificate, they added to her death certificate that she had passed away of the CCP virus. When I was visiting with some funeral directors about these kinds of issues, and I interviewed several different funeral directors, and for purposes really of protecting them, because there's retaliation if you tell the truth, you know. We know that from my friend Dr. Eric Napudi, who has encouraged people to take zinc and vitamin D3, and I add to that quercetin, which he also adds to it as well. But you know, here we have that. We have a situation where the FTC went after him for this. We have a president sitting in the White House who has said that anyone that speaks out about adverse effects of their vaccines is spreading misinformation. Their own documentation says that there are issues, and we've had Dr. Brian Artis on the program who has read us through specifically their own studies, their own lab studies that indicated that they know that there are problems, but it's now supposedly it's misinformation. And so when talking with these funeral directors, they shared with me that the doctors who fill out the death certificates were getting paid as much as $10,000 extra to simply put on the death certificate cause of death, COVID. If they write that on there, they were getting, I didn't say they all get 10 grand. I'm saying that I was told they get as much as $10,000. But there is a financial and economic incentive for these doctors to write that in. They're given money to write it in. That's a scary thing to think about as far as inflating these numbers are concerned. Now, when Dr. Artis was on the program, he talked about and read through the ramifications of Remdesivir. Remdesivir is one of the protocols that is given to people who go into the hospital and have signs of this CCP or COVID virus. And when they go into the hospital, this is what they are given. I had someone that just recently posted on my Facebook page that has had myriads of friends, a lot of their friends, that have gone into the hospital and they have been displaying these CCP or COVID symptoms, and they are immediately thrown on a vent and they are given this protocol and they've lost their friends. Now, I can speak about what I went through and my own situation. And I have a heart condition, AFib. A lot of people have that. But I have AFib. I had a weight issue. I had all of the issues relative to my accident. I died four times medically in my information. All of that going on. And I came down with the CCP virus back in December. And I immediately started on the vitamin D3 and vitamin C and zinc at the beginning of the week. We finally got the test results back on a Friday. My doctor called me. He said, hey, all indications are I should put you in the hospital. I said, doc, I'm telling you right now, not going to the hospital. With everything that I've got going on, otherwise, I'm not going to go to the hospital and deal and have to battle, medical personnel, and then they decide to strap me down and induce me and knock me out and all their nonsense, and I wouldn't even have my wife there to advocate for me because they won't let her come in. No, I'll stay home. I'll fight this thing at home. Okay, so he put me on azithromycin. Put me on dexamethasone, put me on albuterol, put me on one other inhaler, and I finally got quercetin in, and we battled it. I ended up not only with the COVID, but I ended up with double pneumonia and coughing up blood, but I stayed here at home. Once I got the quercetin in, I was taking 1,600 milligrams of quercetin every day, in addition to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3, in addition to about 4,000 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C, in addition to 100 milligrams of zinc, plus what was in my normal vitamin regimen that I take every day, going back to when I was given 3 to 6 months to live because my endocrine system had collapsed back in 2004. And those vitamins, part of my story, part of what happened with me is part of what saved my life in the accident. But I still take all that. I take the excess, I take the extra minerals, the key minerals, again, that are, and you can find the information on my website. Talks about what do I do if I've taken the injection and I'm not feeling well. And I've had friends that I've talked to that have called me that have said, man, I took this injection. The first one was fine, but I got the second one and I've been sick ever since. And I refer them to what the doctors told me that I've passed on in information at my website, encourage them to do this. Now, I've started taking 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. In addition to, I still take 800 milligrams of quercetin. I still take the vitamin D3. I still take the zinc. And I still take all the minerals as well. And there are certain minerals that are a part of this as well. And I encourage folks to do it. But look, I'm here. Was it a battle? Was there a severe attack on my breathing? Absolutely. I went through all those things. Look, I'm not going to say that it's not serious or that it doesn't make you feel terrible or that you have to battle through it. Or I'm not going to say you don't have to, because you do, depending on the level of the case that you get and so on and so on. But I'm telling you also, here I sit today to testify to you that it is survivable without a hospitalization. And Dr. Artis's study and Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Naputi and several others, Dr. Bregman, have all said that, you know, one of the big issues that folks faced and one of the big challenges that individuals had was the very antidotes that they were being given in the hospital, that you know, they believe that 550 to 600,000 of those actual deaths in the hospital are related more to how they were treated than to the actual virus itself. All that being said, here we go again with another round of this, and I'm asking you to consider, get on quercetin, get on D3, get on vitamin C, get on zinc, and protect yourself. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith. Because right now, we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You too, of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hey, I want to talk to you about India for a minute. Can I do that? Would you mind if I do that? Because we got some really neat positive things that are happening in India. I know a lot of the news about India, you know, is about COVID, about all the deaths, and there have been a lot of that to the point that, I mean, they're piling up bodies and actually creating open incinerator areas where they're having to dispose. It's bad. That part is terribly bad. But we've got some great news for you about India and our mission over in India. And the ministry really started as a direct result of the accident that I was in and all of my injuries and the fact that I died three times during 17 surgeries over 5 days and spent 6 weeks in intensive care and a total of 3 months in the hospital because I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to save my daughter's life when a man pulled across the highway in front of us and we impacted him at 55 miles an hour. And I have x-rays to show and pictures of the vehicles that were involved in the accident, a picture of our crumpled up vehicle and the hole in the windshield where the tools came through the windshield that I knocked down, breaking my hands and my wrists and my right rib cage, all of that. And I make a testimony presentation there in India over Skype. We've been doing this now on the streets all over the state of Punjab for about 2.5 years now. We started out just ministering to the pastors to encourage them. And then that turned into doing public meetings where we're handing out food. And this past Saturday, I mentioned earlier, we had 70 salvations. We had 30 miracle healings. We fed over 40 families. We've put 24 freshwater wells in the ground. We can do a well for only $400. $400 is all that it takes to put a well in the ground for our ministry there in India. And we send pictures out to show you all the way along the way. My pastor Samuel and I pray over every well. So I'm there with the crew as they're putting the well in the ground at the very beginning, praying over the whole project. And so we have the evidences and all of that. And we have evidences. You go to my Instagram page, DOSEGHOSTMAN, Dose Ghost Man. That's a dose of the Holy Ghost. Dose Ghost Man on Instagram. You can follow me there on Instagram, and you'll see the pictures that we have of our latest blessing that we were able to do there in Punjab. I encourage you to go to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. chosengenerationradio.com and make your most generous gift. We need to raise $4,000 to do an outreach. We want to feed 300 families in August at an event. We want to feed 300 families. It'll cost us about $4,000 because of the exchange to give each family a sack of food that'll last them for a month. But more importantly, they'll each bring people with them. We'll have a meeting of nearly 1,500 behind that 300 that we'll feed, where we'll have the opportunity to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to bring them to salvation. Will you help us raise that $4,000 by going to the website, chosengenerationradio.com? God bless you, and remember, at the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.